From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The Washington Post and NBC News have reported President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a senior White House advisor, is under scrutiny by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the Russia probe. The FBI's focus on Kushner does not necessarily mean he is suspected of a crime, nor is he considered a suspect in the Bureau's wider probe of Russia. The Post reports investigators are looking into meetings that Kushner had with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak and a Russian banking executive late last year during the presidential transition. NBC News says it is not known whether Kushner has received any requests from the FBI for records. The latest revelation comes 2 weeks after Trump abruptly fired FBI Director James Comey, who was responsible for overseeing the probe. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein last week appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as a special counsel to oversee the investigation. Separately, at least four congressional committees are conducting their own probes into the matter. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign and the Kremlin amid accusations from U.S. intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin orchestrated a sweeping campaign to tilt the vote in the Republicans' favor. President Donald Trump says he is deeply troubled by the leaks to U.S. media about the Manchester bombing investigation in Britain and promises an investigation. It's unclear who the source of the leaked information was. The New York Times Thursday defended printing the pictures of the evidence, saying the images were not graphic and disrespectful to the victims. They included shredded pieces of a backpack the bomber used and a bloodstained detonator. This is VOA. Pakistan has started a crackdown against social media activists who are critical of its powerful military. But a major opposition party says the ruling party is using the military as a cover to suppress criticism. Aisha Tanzim reports from the capital, Islamabad.
Taha Siddiqui was relaxing in his living room with his son when he received a telephone call. On the other end of the line was a man claiming to be with the counter-terrorism department. He told Siddiqui to immediately report to his office. His concern was Siddiqui's work, particularly his social media activity.
It was actually a call where he was talking from a point of authority and sort of intimidating. The tone was intimidating.
Siddiqui was the only journalist approached by the government. Others, mostly political activists and opposition figures, had been called in for questioning solely based on their social media activity. Pakistan's interior minister has made it clear that the government will continue to take action against certain social media activity, particularly comments demeaning the country's armed forces, judiciary, or blaspheming Islam. Opposition leader Imran Khan says the effort is directed against his party. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
A federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, has declined to reinstate President Donald Trump's executive order limiting travel from six predominantly Muslim countries for 3 months. VOA's Robert Rafael reports.
The court said in its 205-page ruling the order did amount to a Muslim ban. Laid bare, this executive order is no more than what the president promised before and after his election: naked, invidious discrimination against Muslims. The panel of 13 judges ruling in the case cited Trump's tweets, television interviews, and statements posted on his campaign website as evidence of his intent.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will ask the Supreme Court to review the appeals court ruling. Sessions issued a statement Thursday saying President Trump's executive order is well within the lawful authority to keep the nation safe. He concluded the statement with a vow to seek a Supreme Court review of the decision. Republican and Democratic U.S. congressmen introduced a bill on Thursday that would ban Americans from traveling to North Korea as tourists and require them to obtain special permission for other types of visits. The North Korea Travel Control Act followed the detention of at least 17 Americans in North Korea during the past decade. North Korea has a record of using detained Americans to extract high-profile visits from the United States, for which it has no formal diplomatic relations. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.